Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. We're talking about pasture range conditions with Daryl in just a moment.
If you're looking to lock in a floor price on your livestock, USDA is offering the Livestock Risk Protection Program to both cow-calf and stocker feeder operators. Coverage is based on a number of head, sex, and projected sale weight. Best of all, no margin calls, brokerage fees, or minimum contract sizes, and no upfront cost to you. Take the risk out of your cattle operation today. Call Dakota Moss at Livestock Risk Services at 580-618-2174 or visit LivestockRiskServices.com for more information.
Stop changing fly control products each season and turn to Altacet IGR for horn fly specific control year after year. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where horn flies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. With this premixed feed through, you won't be measuring fly control into cattle minerals, you'll be measuring added weight gains. With no known resistance and still only 2 to 3 cents per head per day, make Altacet IGR the only choice for your mineral supplement. Contact your feed dealer today or go to altacetigr.com.
Talking with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Daryl, when we get to May, we have these crop progress numbers that include our pasture range ratings. We're starting May off kind of bad. Over 50% of the national pasture range ratings are in poor to very poor shape. What does that tell you?
Well, you know, this is by far the worst conditions that we've started in terms of this particular data series. Only once before have we ever started the May reporting of these pasture and range conditions with more than 40% poor to very poor. And that was actually last year. And only one time before that have we ever started with more than 30% in the poor to very poor category. And that occurred in 2013. So we started the very first week with, I think, 56% of the country in poor to very poor condition. So obviously we're starting in a really big hole in terms of the drought conditions that we have and, and where we go from here.
That has, of course, huge implications, I guess, what we've talked before about. Spring drought is really bad when it comes to our pasture conditions, our hay ability to make hay. Just this really can be a snowball issue, right?
Absolutely. You know, when you start with the spring with the drought conditions, you typically don't have a lot of carryover hay supplies, particularly since we had so much drought last year in a lot of regions. So you really have nothing to work with, and if you don't get any forage production at all in the beginning of the year, you know, you're not looking at, in general, or at least in some sense, you're not looking at a few months here. You're looking at almost like an entire year before things can get better in some cases. And so it really, and you have very little flexibility. You just have nothing to work with to begin with.
When you put all this into perspective with our cow herd, we're seeing, the liquidation issues that we've talked about before, mama cows being liquidated and heifers not being held back to replenish the herd, right?
Absolutely. You know, again, we face, considerable prospects for a significant reduction in the herd this year, in relative terms, because of the widespread conditions. Now, obviously, in parts of Oklahoma, we got some rain last week. That's going to help in some regions. There will be sporadic improvements in some areas, so it'll be a continuum, but the bottom line is we have so much drought in so many regions that it's almost unavoidable that we're going to see significant amount of herd liquidation in 2022.
I know we've talked before, that we're going to be down this year on mama cows, looks like right now, if everything holds true, the next number that we get, of course, is mid-year number, but then that January 1 of 2023 number, easily, what, a 3 or 4% reduction in the beef cow herd?
It certainly could be that big. I think it would be, it would take significant improvement in what we see where we are today with these pasture and range conditions to be anything less than that. It's way too early to tell kind of how it all plays out. There will be, producers will make efforts to, in some cases, relocate some cows to regions that don't have drought. And like I said, there will be sporadic changes and marginal improvements in some of these areas that may allow some of these guys to get by. But I think it's very, very likely that we will see at least upwards of a 3% decrease, and it could certainly go higher than that.
I guess for our neck of the woods, maybe going east is the best option if you needed to move some cows and you had that option available to you.
Yeah, obviously we've seen some improvement kind of through the center part of the state with this last week of storms and so on. But really, you know, pasture conditions get, you know, more stably better, if you will, once you get into the eastern part of Oklahoma and from there east. And so, you know, and moving cows is not something that we will do a huge amount of, but in some cases it might be an option for some people, you know, it makes sense. You know, in general, those areas that, that we would try to move cows into probably already have, a pretty full load. So there will be a certain level of pasture availability in those regions, but it wouldn't be able to absorb a huge influx of additional cows, more than likely, in those regions.
Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Darrell Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. It's the Spur Ranch Back to Grass Female Sale coming Saturday, May 21st, 1 p.m. at the ranch, 15 miles west of Vinita, Oklahoma. Over 325 head will sell us 200 lots. For details, you can go to spurranch.com or give them a call, 918-256-5850. Spur Ranch is proud to offer cattle that grow, gain, and grade. You can attend the Back to Grass Sale in person or check it out on liveauctions.tv. Go to spurranch.com for information. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.